fasting. What is that? Well, it's such a part of our Hebrew scriptures and our Christian scriptures. It's a part of our faith. When you look in the scriptures, the Bible, we see that Moses, when he's at Mount Sinai, and he treks up the mountain, and God delivers to him what we know as the Ten Commandments. And he talks to him about preparing a tent of meeting where he, God, could commune with us and reveal his presence and his power and his glory to us. And Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights twice. Then Elijah, the prophet, who was in this war against Ahab and Jezebel, he too fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And do you know so many of the most extraordinary revelation that God ever revealed to his people of Israel, the most fascinating miracles performed before his children, didn't even take place in Israel, but under some illegitimate authority in a foreign land. I think about Esther, Queen Esther. She fasted 3 days.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.